Right, changing business aims and objectives. As a business becomes established, it's likely to have already achieved some of its objectives, and therefore it needs to set itself some new ones. Commonly, these are all linked into growing the business and ultimately maximising profits. One of the big reasons that you may choose to grow the business, and remember there's an earlier audio book which I've done about the ways that a business can grow through internal and external growth. But one of the reasons for doing this is because big companies tend to be more powerful. They're able to get better deals from suppliers because suppliers want their custom. They're able to buy in bulk and get discounts. They're at less risk from their competitors, so less risk of takeover. They're able to be able to compete on sort of price by being able to be one of the cheapest in the market. You've also like to have a bigger reputation and therefore be able to enjoy a high status in the market. Sometimes it's just almost an ego thing that businesses want to be big because they want to show off effectively. Another common objective is to increase market share and maybe even ultimately to become the market leader. So by market share, we mean maybe you're a business in a chocolate market, and at the moment your company, for every chocolate bar, 10 chocolate bars sold, yours is one of them, which would mean that you had a 10% share in the market. Maybe by the end of the year, you want to get to 11% market, a share of the market, and so on. Again, being the market leader does mean that you will get better deals and you'll have be more powerful than your competitors. Some other kind of objective you might have is to be innovative. Businesses may widen their product range. So if you take Apple as a classic example, in the recent years they've been very innovative. They started off with the iPhone, the iPod, moving into the iPad, Apple TV. They've had lots and lots of different products that they've brought out as they've grown. Again, that means that they're able to spread the risk of their market because they're operating in more than one market. And also, they're able to offer consumers more choice and therefore make more sales. Other things that business might look to do is to diversify. This occurs when a firm moves into new markets. For example, some companies like Mars produce chocolate such as Mars bars, but also they'll provide pet food and even vending machines. By diversifying, a firm can spread its risks. Other businesses often want to go international, and I'm going to do a separate audio book on going international, which will follow this one.